here's where we get to show our insecurity. Why do you hate us? Well, maybe not us per se, but the author of a new book, Why Americans Hate the Media and How It Matters, says the trust has all but evaporated. Assistant professor at Georgetown University and author Jonathan Ladd joins us. Hi, Jonathan.
Hi, happy to be here.
I'm gathering you're talking about the more traditional media.
Yes. So what's really changed over time, right, has been people's attitudes and trust in the traditional media organizations. And when they say, they increasingly say they don't trust the press as an institution or the mainstream press or the press in general. And when they talk about that, right, they mean network news, newspapers, that sort of thing.
So we're crossing TV, newspaper, print, and radio, for example.
Yes, although they don't think of all of those as "quote unquote" the media. I've investigated this with open-ended surveys, where it's just not just a regular poll question, but we let people say whatever they want in response to, you know, what do you think about the media, and we see what people say and what's on their minds, and they tend to not think about opinionated talk radio as the, "quote unquote" the media. They don't think about opinionated cable stations or cable shows, and they don't think about opinionated websites, right? They think about that as sort of something different, a new source of information that's separate. And people who say they distrust and dislike the media in general are actually more likely to augment their media diet with these sort of more opinionated information sources.
So when they say they don't trust the media, do they mean they think the mainstream media, the so-called news media, is biased? Is that their biggest complaint?
Often,
or do they think the
facts
are actually reported wrong?
Yes. So one of the biggest things they mentioned is that it's biased or inaccurate. It's one of the biggest things people mention when what they think about. And so the consequences actually bear that out. People who distrust the press, and I found by looking at surveys, polls, as well as what's called panel surveys that interviews the same people at different points in time to see how their opinion changed, and with some experiments, I found that people who distrust the press actually are more skeptical of new information they encounter that's attributed to the media, either directly viewed on the media or that they hear has been reported on the media, and less likely to absorb that information and update their beliefs about how the country's doing, how safe we are in terms of national security, how the economy is doing, that sort of thing.
So you're saying they're skeptical at first, but then they don't delve into it further themselves?
Well, they're skeptical of information they encounter that's attributed to the media in general. There's reason to suspect that they do seek out information from more partisan sources. And let me sort of give you some of the evidence that tends to bear this out. So what I talk about in the book is that, you know, in general, partisans don't just disagree about opinions, they disagree about facts. And a lot of people have found this, right? So during the Bush administration, if you ask people about factual questions that you could look up with statistics, right, like how the economy's doing, how is the deficit doing, how has it changed while Bush is in office, or things like how are things going in overseas wars or national security, how is that going? Republicans tend to think things are going relatively better, and Democrats tend to think things are going relatively worse. And during the Clinton administration, that was reversed. We asked people how things are going, even about apparently factual things. Democrats thought things were going better under Clinton, and Republicans thought things were going worse. So there's this tendency to have partisan, not just partisan opinions, but partisan beliefs about things which should be objective. Right?
Don't you find that people tend to gravitate towards something that supports their own belief system?
Yes, and those patterns are more extreme when people say they distrust the media in general. So people who distrust the media in general are more likely to seek out partisan sources and thus have more partisan beliefs. And partially that is that they get information from sources where the way the information is presented simply reinforces what they already expect.
Do you think that this has changed because there are so many more sources out there than there ever have been?
Right, that's a big part of it, right? So now there are options. If you didn't like, and so whether you trust or distrust the mainstream press has a lot of consequences now, when it wouldn't have consequences when you didn't have any other place to go, right, in the 1960s or 1950s, right? public opinion toward the press wouldn't be very consequential because there weren't really many other sources of information. There wasn't like an alternative media that would provide information in another way. But now it's very consequential because people still can get information from traditional outlets, or they can choose to get information from newer outlets in different formats. And so their choices about that are very consequential, and their attitudes towards the mainstream press versus their attitudes towards newer forms of press are going to have big consequences.
So what if you care to even say, what is the takeaway for the media and for the American public?
Well, this is one of those books where I claim to have all the answers of what we should do, but what I do... Maybe some people like those books. I don't know, but I don't try to tell. I say I have the answers. I do think it's a hard question because, on the one hand, it's a good thing that people have choices, right? People should have freedom to choose the news sources they want, and should have options to, you know, have news sources they enjoy consuming. On the other hand, it's the challenge in this new media environment is to ensure that through all these different sources, people still get accurate information to judge how incumbent politicians are doing, so they can reward, you know, politicians in office that are doing well and producing good outcomes for the country, and punish those who are doing poorly. And so ensuring that those sort of facts get through the partisan media environment, I think, is possible, but it's going to be a real challenge going forward.
All right. Why Americans Hate the Media and How It Matters. Jonathan Ladd, thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much. It's been a pleasure.